Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto, 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. One day, the sun is out. The next day, rain, high winds, and unsafe driving conditions. Winter is still here, and unless you want to risk being stranded on the road, it's time to be sure your car is properly maintained. Tire pressure. Did you know that tire pressure drops about 1 pound per 10 degrees of temperature? This could jeopardize your car's handling and put you at risk. Drop by Phil's Tire and Auto, and we will check your tire pressure and your windshield wipers for free. And please, for your safety and those you love, leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you. It's impossible to stop quickly on wet roads. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Hello, I'm Kathy Henderson, sitting in for John and Marcia. Yes, Pet Patrol is still hosted by the Traverseros. Last week's show was an April Fool's show with guest host Sue Pace. Sue returns to her regular Keeping Pace with Your Health this week, and John and Marcia will return next week. But I'm here today to talk to you about pet care for emergencies, as April is Pet First Aid Awareness Month. While the scenes from Japan of the earthquake and subsequent tsunami are overwhelming to see, a couple of stories regarding animals there bring us a ray of hope in this disaster. I'm referring to the YouTube video of two dogs, both drenched, one dog loyally unwilling to leave the side of an injured dog until help arrives. Then the miraculous rescue of a dog 3 weeks after the disaster, floating on top of a roof of a house 1 mile out at sea, rescued by the Japanese Coast Guard, and then being reunited with his owner, tail wagging. While the people of Japan had little warning of the disaster to come, we have the opportunity to be prepared with a disaster plan that includes not just your family, but also your pets. Here are some tips for pet care during emergencies. Plan to take your pets with you in an evacuation, but realize most Red Cross shelters can't accept pets other than service animals. So know which hotels and motels will accept pets, or know what relatives or friends or even a veterinarian can care for your animal during an emergency and have their phone numbers available. Have a neighbor with a key to your house to get your pet if you are away from home. Don't wait for a mandatory order to evacuate, because waiting too long may prevent you from leaving safely with your pet. 2, have your pet's vaccinations up to date and make sure your pet is wearing a collar with up-to-date information, or consider having your pet microchipped. 3, have a carrier or pen for transporting your pet. You can practice evacuation drills with your whole family, including your pet, in the carrier, so the pet gets used to traveling in the carrier. Good luck with that. Our cat associates his carrier with only going to the vet. Next, assemble a portable kit with emergency supplies for your pets in a sturdy container. Your kit should include leashes, harnesses, or carriers to transport your pets safely. Food, including treats, drinking water, bowls, and a manual can opener. Develop a checklist for all your pet supplies and medical information. A first aid kit and guidebook on first aid for cats or dogs is available through the Red Cross. A photo with you and your pet for identification in case you get separated, and if you can take them, your pet bed or toys to help reduce stress. After a disaster, planning and preparation will help you survive the disaster, but your home may be a very different place afterwards. So, don't allow your pets to roam loose. Familiar landmarks and spells may be gone, and your pet will get disoriented. Pets can easily get lost in such situations. While you assess the damage, keep dogs on leashes and keep cats and carriers inside the house. If your house is damaged, they could escape and become lost. Be aware of hazards at nose and paw levels that might affect your animal, and be patient with your pets after a disaster. Try and get them back in their normal routines as soon as possible, and be ready for behavioral problems that may result from the stress of the situation. This may also help you, the pet's owner, to relieve some of your stress as well. If your animal continues to have behavioral problems, you may want to talk to your veterinarian. This information and more can be found on the following websites: www.redcross.org, www.hsus.org, the Humane Society website, or ready.gov. So have a plan for both you and your pet, and get ready. For this week's Pet Patrol, I'm guest host Kathy Henderson.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.